The plan had been in the works for 5 years and nobody said much about it. And then a group of Michigan activists found out the plutonium destined for Canada was going to be shipped through their communities. Primary highways like I-94 and I-80 were likely candidates. All of a sudden, everybody was trying to stop it. On the other hand, the Canadian government desperately wanted the plan to go ahead to breathe some new life into their dying nuclear industry. They'd take small amounts of plutonium from dismantled U.S. and Russian warheads, mix it with uranium, and burn it in nuclear reactors to generate electricity. The plan would also bring in some much-needed capital to refurbish ailing reactors. Now the U.S. Department of Energy has decided to use American reactors instead. As much as I am glad that this stuff won't be coming my way, I feel for the U.S. activists. They were the ones that brought this issue international attention. They won the battle over export to Canada, but they've lost the war of ownership. The plutonium will still have to be shipped. Only this time it will be to U.S. reactor sites. They'll also be left with the problem of disposing of the spent fuel. The question that nobody seems to be asking is why this stuff has to be moved at all. The reason that this plan was cooked up in the first place was to make it difficult to use the plutonium to create bombs. The Americans were particularly worried about the plutonium falling into hands of terrorists, but there are other ways of getting rid of it without shipping it around the country. The U.S. already has plans to vitrify one-third of its plutonium. What vitrification does is encase the plutonium in ceramic beads so it's difficult to use. Why not process the whole lot and be done with it? It's ironic that at the height of the Cold War, U.S. plutonium was destined for targets thousands of miles away. Now that the war's over and the threat of nuclear annihilation from the Soviet Union is gone, the legacy is America's to keep.